USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House members are back on Capitol Hill and will be voting on providing additional aid to small businesses during the coronavirus outbreak. The bill was passed by the Senate on Tuesday, and Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, tells Fox News he's not sure what took so long in the House.
We should have done this a week and a half ago. This is when the president and the administration asked for this. The president made it very clear that we had a program that's working. Secretary Mnuchin has talked about this. But now it's taken this long before we could get Speaker Pelosi and finally Ms. Schumer on board in the Senate. So we're going to vote it out today. It's going to get to the president's desk. He'll sign it. And those businesses who need this money are going to be able to get that help that they need, because we're in a time now in which we only have the health of our country to think about. We have our economic health to think about.
Numbers released by the Labor Department on Thursday show 4.6 million Americans filed first-time jobless claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The FDA has given emergency authorization to the first coronavirus test that allows people to collect their own samples at home using a nasal swab before mailing it off to a lab for analysis. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn tells Fox News this is a great breakthrough.
This is a really great development and another example of the partnership between the federal government, FDA, and lab developers. What this does is it allows for home self-collection under certain conditions. LabCorp is the company that developed this. The data show us that the test is accurate and that this can be safely done at home. So really quick and easy, and a nice approach for someone to stay at home and do this. Less risk to healthcare professionals because they don't have to be the ones putting the swab in the person's nose.
And of the 4.4 million Americans filing for first-time jobless claims last week, the biggest increases were in Colorado, New York, Missouri, Florida, and North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is calling on China to allow inspectors into sensitive laboratories like the Wuhan facility amid concerns over the source of the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Secretary Pompeo says these facilities are still open in China as research continues.
These labs are still open inside of China. These labs that contain complex pathogens that were being studied. It's not just the Wuhan Institute of Virology. There are multiple labs inside of China that are handling these things. It's important that those materials are being handled in a safe and secure way.
China continues to refuse to share samples of the original virus known scientifically as SARS-CoV-2.
We still do not have a sample of the virus, nor has the world had access to the facilities or other locations where this virus may have originated inside of Wuhan.
I'm John Clemens.
The Cincinnati Bengals are on the clock for the first ever virtual NFL draft after the league did a virtual test run earlier this week. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell tells ABC's Good Morning America what the draft means as he will be announcing the selections from his home.
The draft has always been about hope, but this year, with all that's going on in our society and around the globe, we need more experiences together, and that's what the NFL does.
The draft was originally scheduled to be held in Las Vegas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.